Daily. More information, craftevents.com.au.
2CH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Sorry we're a little bit late. It's 9:45.
That's okay.
I have just been indulging myself in one of the, whatever that thing is called that you left to me the other day. It's filled with beautiful creamy stuff. It's got chocolate on top.
Last day on which you really should be eating those, because today is Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, according to the Christian calendar, the last day in which you can eat rich, fattening foods, buttery foods. Well, that what you're talking about is that lovely eclair I gave you that I made the other day. Light as air. I filled it with cream, flavoured with a little bit of Grand Marnier, and drizzled some chocolate sauce over it. And eclairs and choux pastry, actually, anything made with choux pastry, because that's what it's made with, are making a big comeback. I think last year I told you in December I went to the opening of a place in Bondi Road, Bondi, called La Maison de l'Eclair. And, you know, we've seen friands, we've had cupcakes, macarons, and I think it's probably, you know, about time eclairs made a comeback.
I thought that was a profiterole.
Well, it's also called a profiterole. Yeah, it's made from the choux pastry, and it's a round ball. The eclair is actually an oblong shape. So it's made from the same pastry, but just a different shape, the eclair. And at Maison d'Eclair, they also have savoury eclairs, actually, which are made with buckwheat flour, have a lovely sort of earthy flavour. So check those out at Maison de l'Eclair in Bondi Road.
Well, now, you seem to have said today is everything. You haven't mentioned what I call Pancake Tuesday or Shrove Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, also Shrove Tuesday. And I have some terrific recipes on my webpage for pancakes, a really good one for buttermilk pancakes, if you'd like to start flipping those around tonight for dinner. But today my recipe is using butter again, because as we said, it's Mardi Gras, and I have a delicious recipe for burnt butter biscuits. These ones have a little bit of a twist on them. They've got macadamia nuts and finger lime marmalade in them, which is really delicious, but you could just use any marmalade. I think Sebel marmalade would also be very delicious. Burnt butter adds a nutty flavour to foods and to these biscuits, and it's very popular with chefs in restaurants. I think you've probably had it over gnocchi, over potato gnocchi with burnt butter and sage.
Uh-huh.
And it's also delicious just, you know, drizzled over veggies. But of course, as we said, because it's Mardi Gras today, last day in which you can have burnt butter over anything.
Oh, I see. So that is your recipe?
Well, I mean, that's, of course, if you're a strict Christian. So my recipe for today is for burnt butter biscuits. As I said, they've got a little bit of the finger lime marmalade through them and some macadamia nuts as well. And you'll find that on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au. And if you type into the search engine on my webpage, you'll also find recipes there for pancakes.
Thank you.
To make tonight.
Talk to you next week.
Shrove Tuesday. Okay, thank you. Bye.